Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back. We're jumping into our show here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here, too. Jeff is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. The SBA gave him that national award. I was in the White House when he got it. We were both there. He got it kind of a little bit later, but he was part of the big deal there in the East Room. I never forget that. And I tell my grandchildren about that all the time. He's also the author of a number of books, including Home Office Know-How, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff Sabar, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm always proud to say that the actual reception, while at the East Room, there was the event where President George W. Bush was there, the reception was in the Senate caucus room.
Right.
And I was proud to say that no indictments were handed down at the time. So it was the room where the Titanic hearings were held and Watergate, and no indictments were handed down during our event.
But so you and I had a moment there in the East Room. I'll never forget that. And
it was a beautiful thing. And we walked out. We were able to tell our attorneys, okay, you can go now. We're clear. And it was all
right.
Good.
That's right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging out with us. And
absolutely.
I've been trying to help. One of the things I've been trying to do for 2.5 years now, I guess, is help keep social media in perspective. And as you know, I've said many times before that I don't even like the term social media. I prefer, and I think small business owners would do better to think of social media as building online customer communities. It sounds better. It actually is what you're doing. But one of my predictions is that social media is gonna go the way that home-based business has gone, that websites have gone. You and I have gone through a period where being home-based was first. When we first got into it, you and I both were home-based. We didn't really want to tell anybody we were home-based, did we?
Right, absolutely. It was we shied from it for fear of backlash, for fear of what people would think,
yep.
For fear of people saying, even though we were running bona fide businesses and you know, were an early teleworker in your work, and I, for now, 22 years, have been a home-based entrepreneur, but we feared the backlash of, oh, you know, Jeff couldn't cut it. He got laid off. So it's like putting consultant on a business card because it's just a waypoint between another paying gig.
Can't get a real job. Yeah,
get a real job.
I was home-based in the 70s as an employee of Xerox. And then in 89, you and I both went home-based with our own businesses.
Right.
But I can remember, I was home-based for about 2 years till I moved downtown. And the reason I moved downtown was because I had my consulting business, and it wasn't a waypoint. I was serious about it.
Right.
But I remember that I was doing more work out of my clients' offices. I needed a place to do it out of their office. And I actually brought a client to my home office, which is if I had blindfolded him and pulled the blindfold off once he was inside the room, he would have thought he was downtown. But getting there,
right.
He had to go through my home, right?
Right.
I could tell
through the suburbs and through the home.
I could tell it made him uncomfortable.
Right.
And
well,
so that was the day that I said, okay, the time has come. I've outgrown this. This has been great for me. It's helped. It's actually the only way I could have pulled this off, but now I have to move. But the thing is today I don't think a client would have that same reaction. Do you?
I don't think a client would necessarily have that same reaction. I posted to my Facebook today, and then it syndicated over to my Twitter an article that ran in Entrepreneur Magazine about the concept of why and when not to have people over to the office. So the argument of whether to do it and whether people are accepting of it is another issue. But you're right that at this point where we are now, especially with the number of teleworkers who now work from home on occasion, whether it's a day a week, 3 days a month, whatever the case may be, or 5 days a week, you know, just full-time home-based work, but being paid by a boss somewhere else, that has really opened the eyes of and the reality to corporate America to say, you know what, hey, maybe this home-based thing isn't a fad, isn't a trend, isn't something that people are doing as a waypoint in a career. It can actually work, and it can cut costs, and it can make for greater productivity, and it can make people more, you know, more efficient when they work from home, lower costs for real estate, you know, use all the different...
Hold my prices down. Back in the early 90s, when I transitioned, I mean the very early 90s, like 91, when I transitioned from home to downtown, I remember that my clients, you know, they knew I was home-based at first, but I remember that they acted like they were proud, like they had contributed to me graduating and moving downtown. I mean, they were like proud parents for some reason, and it really, I think they really said to themselves, okay, now he's legitimate.
Right.
I believe they said that. I don't think that would be the case today. And you know, I remember, Jeff, and you know, you made your living on this for a number of years solely. I remember for 7 or 8 years, I never got a call from business writers that they didn't want to talk about home-based.
Right.
From
it
magazines.
It was a hot topic. Now it's something that slips out. You know, now it's I'm calling an executive and his phone from his office phone forwards to his cell phone or forwards to the home and, you know, the home office in his vacation residence or whatever the case may be. And unless you hear a dog bark or a baby cry or you hear, you know, whatever else might give it away, you have no idea.
Well,
and that's part of it.
People would be amazed at how many of my Brain Trust members are home-based. I mean, a high percentage, maybe half. For all, you know, I've never thought about it. It wouldn't take much to figure it out to come up with the numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised if half of my Brain Trust members are home-based or at least work from home a large, if we include the people who work from home a large percentage of the time, let's say maybe 25%, it's probably 75, 80% of my Brain Trust.
Well, I got an email from somebody today looking to pitch a story to me. He's been home-based. He went corporate-based about 5 to 7 years ago. He's a computer retailer, and he does customer support, you know, online and remote support for businesses, for the IT support. He sent me an announcement today that he went back home. He said, I'm doing so much on-call work and customer site work, and I'm doing all my retail via online. They configure and buy what they want online, and I drop it.
And the two things that have made this happen, number one, The first thing that happened, there is an egg before the chicken, Jeff, and that is the technology. The technology made it possible and compelling, and once that happened, then it got to where it was acceptable in the marketplace. Now, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about the same kind of metamorphosis, or I should say evolution, of web browsers and social media with Jeff Sabar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.